You're listening to the Andrew Dickens Afternoons podcast from Newstalk ZB.
You've got to say, things are not great in New Zealand at the moment, and the people are not feeling happy about the state of New Zealand at the moment under so many ways. If you look at the headlines, job cuts dominate our news. And people go, should we cut those jobs? Is this going to badly affect us? What's this going to do to the Wellington economy? All sorts of stuff. We have a double dip recession. That came true. People warned about it. It came true. We have inflation that is robbing us of our purchasing power. Last week, we had a very worrying Ipsos poll that found that 60% of us think that New Zealand is in decline. The same poll found that 65% believe that the economy is rigged to benefit the rich and the powerful. It's a bad time. And when people bemoan our situation and wonder how we got here, a very common response is to blame the last Labour government and the Reserve Bank for everything. We get it a lot in talkback. I get it a lot in social media. Stuff like, well, Robertson blew all the money, so we can't afford to do anything now, even something as important as paying our police more so that they don't quit or leave the country. You'll hear people going, well, look, Robertson of Labour caused a debt so large, our children and their children and their children's children will be paying for it for decades to come. So I really pricked up my ears last week when Mike Hosking talked to the ASB economist Nick Tuffley about inflation and the economy in general. And after talking about inflation and why it's so sticky, Mike asked him, how bad is our economy really? And Nick Tuffley said, pretty bad. But still nowhere near as bad as what happened after the GFC, the global financial crisis. Right, to remind you, the GFC ended early in 2009. Started 2007, ended in 2009. John Key's government was in charge. To fix it up, to remedy the situation, we borrowed, we opened up immigration, and we went through a bit of austerity, all to a far greater degree than we're doing now. And it worked. Need I remind you that after the GFC ended in 2009, 5 years later, we were being described as having a rock star economy. In other words, we turned things around in 5 years. Now, look, this is not to diminish the situation that we're in right now. It's serious. But it's to put a perspective on things. It's not the end of the world. But Nick was also asked why inflation and bad economic tidings were still happening here when other economies, like the United States, the UK and Australia, seem to be bouncing back. And these are economies with far greater levels of debt. These are economies with far greater spending. I mean, America's having to fund the Ukraine war. So how come they're turning around? How come they're getting rid of inflation? How come their economies are looking better? And Nick Tuffley essentially blames our static productivity. He says, considering we imported nearly 3% more population over the past 2 years, our GDP should have at least raised a little bit, but it didn't. We brought 3% more people, and normally that ends out with 3% more GDP. But no, none. It all got sucked up. We seem incapable of making more money per person year on year, and that is the increase in productivity. It's not working harder, it's working smarter, but making more money per person year on year. It's why things are so sticky, along with all the government spending, etc., and the Reserve Bank. But this is a major part of it. It's a problem that we have had ever since Ruth Richardson's mother of all budgets early in the 90s. I first wrote about it when I was business editor for a radio station in 1992, our static productivity. And it's a problem that exists no matter the colour of the government. And I don't know why it is. Maybe you do. It's something, though, that we need to look to ourselves for the answers, not something that we can blame on the government or think that the government is going to increase our productivity. I've heard some people ruminate that, you know, COVID's been bad for it as well because we all learned that we could, you know, work from home, slack about, not get ambitious. I've also heard that our property market's to blame because once you're mortgage-free, why bother pushing on? Why bother doing anything more? And it kind of also relates to the comments that Christopher Luxon made overseas in this past week that angered some when he boasted, well, New Zealand, we're now open for business. They said, we've always been open to business. And yes, I would agree. We have always been open for business. The real question for New Zealand is how much business are we open for?
For more from Andrew Dickens Afternoons, listen live to News Talk ZB or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.